Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
It happens slowly through inconsistent tracking, emotional spending decisions, and avoiding financial clarity. This is how business owners accidentally train themselves to stay broke. So today we're going to talk about some things that you can do to not go down that path.
Yeah, it's crazy. You start a business and you're spending money, you're getting a website, you're doing all these things, and it's very easy to get into the habit of not tracking anything. Money comes in, money goes out, and you just have faith that it's going to be okay. And we see this a lot with business owners. Rather than treating your business like a business and actually being the chief financial officer of your business, it is so easy to create bad habits.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and promising yourself you'll deal with it later, you're not broken, you're normal. Join us for a free live masterclass to learn a simpler way to bring clarity and relief. Visit lessmathmoremoney.com and we look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah. And then those bad habits, as your business grows and now there's more transactions and now there's more things happening and you're already behind, it's very painful and very uncomfortable when you get to that point. And so it's so important to keep track of what's happening in your business, no matter how small your business is or how busy your business is.
Yeah, it's funny because we judge businesses by gross revenue. My business did $500,000. My business is a six-figure business. My business is a 7 or 8-figure business. But what we don't talk enough about is profit margins. And I know when I owned my mortgage company, I did a lot of loans for self-employed people, which meant I saw their business tax returns. I saw their personal tax returns. And sometimes I was really shocked to see businesses that had a ton of revenue, but the business owner was making very little money and they were struggling financially in their personal lives. So just because your business is generating revenue, it doesn't mean it's profitable and it doesn't mean you're paying yourself what you're worth as a business owner. And I think the first part is just not tracking. Again, in the beginning, a website seems more important than bookkeeping software. And often commingling your finances, personal and business, rather than saying, okay, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to open up a business checking account and I'm going to lend this business $5,000 to get started. And then using that money very wisely to start to build your business. We talk to so many people who tell us about the money they wasted when they first started their business on things that didn't pay off at all and the regrets that they have. And part of that, I think, is because they don't start off with a budget. I've got $5,000 or $2,000 or whatever that looks like. And I need to make really smart decisions with this money while I'm out pounding the pavement, trying to get clients and getting revenue in the door so that I can grow a profitable and successful business. I just don't think we talk enough about that. And I don't think there's enough emphasis or focus on it from day one.
Yeah. And a lot of people will just rely on their bank statements. What do I have left in my account? And then, you know, I'll make a decision based on that. But obviously that doesn't take into consideration other expenses that are coming out of your account, like your software or other memberships. Maybe you're paying for AI. All those things are coming out. So you can't just look at that bank balance and say, oh, this is how much I have. Yes, that's how much you have right now. But how much is coming out for the rest of the month?
Yeah, when there's no accountability and there's no strategic thinking, everything looks like a great deal. Everything looks like something you should jump on right away. And again, if you think about a really smart business, they're thinking about constantly improving the profit margin. They're looking at constantly figuring out, how can I increase my personal salary? How do I have room to bring on another part-time person? And if they're not looking at where their money's going, they can't make really smart and informed decisions. And I get it. Again, most people, like we joke about, you start a business and then you get to wear all these hats. And they're hats that you don't know you have to wear, right? But 20 years ago, none of us knew we'd have to learn AI. There's all these things that are coming, that are new, that are coming at you. And then there's foundational things like basic marketing and bookkeeping and negotiating with clients and contracts and all the things that you have to do. But we somehow normalize that you should be able to do everything yourself. And I think that's crazy. And something like bookkeeping. Through our program, a bookkeeper is $9 an hour. And if you're looking at 4 to 5 hours a month of bookkeeping, that's so cost effective. But more importantly, it gives you the freedom to review your numbers with someone who is a genius with bookkeeping, and to really start thinking about the things I'm spending money on, am I getting an ROI on them? Should I change this? Should I make a difference? Do I need to increase my prices? All of these things are, people are just stabbing in the dark, so to speak, rather than looking at the information that their finances tell them. And again, finances is one of the hats most people don't want to wear. And I get that, but there's so much power in treating your business like a business. A lot of people struggle with imposter syndrome, or they feel like they walk into the room and everyone else are these super successful entrepreneurs and they're not. And I think some of that comes from not doing what we know needs to be done. You're not treating your business like a business. Maybe you're not taking care of your bookkeeping, or maybe you're not creating a great system for follow-up. Whatever that looks like, when we know we're not doing what we need to do to be successful, that is what eats away at our confidence, not the people around us, not the rooms that we walk into, but how we feel about ourselves internally.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just because it's uncomfortable. Kirsten said, we don't talk about finances. It used to be hush, hush. You know, nobody talks about how much money they make. You never talk about money with family, all of those things that we were told or taught when we were younger. And it's simply not true. We need to get it out there because we need to educate ourselves on it. But we also need to make sure that we're taking hold of it. Just like your business overall, you've got to do some kind of marketing to bring new business in. But what are you doing? Are you taking care of that money that comes in and making sure it goes in the right place? And it's, yes, it's uncomfortable, but it's not such a huge burden, especially when you have some help. It's a matter of making sure that money that's going out and money that's going in is put in the right place. And that just every month you look at it, even if it's not what you want it to be just yet, it's important because you've got to think about people who start small entrepreneurs who become huge entrepreneurs. They're looking at their books. They know exactly how much money they have, how much they're spending, how much they're making, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to grow that big. So even if it's uncomfortable, even if the numbers don't tell the story you want them to tell, it's really important to know those numbers every month.
The other thing that I think is important is money is just an energy. Most of us start our businesses because we're really good at something and we know we can really help people. You know, that word impact. I want to have a huge impact. I just want to help people. But if you can't afford to pay your bills, then you're not going to be able to help people. And so understanding that money is just an energy and it's an exchange. If I offer to fix Jeannie's car because I'm a mechanic, she's happy to pay me because she needs her car running. And as long as she doesn't feel like I took advantage of her or her car breaks down the minute she rolls off the lot with the same problem, as long as I've done a good job, she's grateful for fixing her car. She's grateful that the mechanic was able to take her car in, get it fixed, and now she's back on the road picking up her kids or going to see clients or whatever. So money is just an exchange. And it's funny because I find a lot of business owners love spending money. They have no problem spending it, but they have a hard time receiving it. They have a hard time having it come into their businesses. And I think a lot of that has to do with shame and guilt around money and finances. But that shame and guilt won't go away unless you actually take charge of your finances, take charge of your money. And it's interesting because we spend so much time and there's so many great courses out there and so many wonderful people teaching manifesting money. Everybody wants to manifest money, but you can't manifest something you're afraid of. How do you know if you're afraid of your money? Is your bookkeeping up to date? Are you looking at those numbers? Do you know what you're spending and why you're spending it? Are you charging your clients enough? That's what you're telling the universe. You're telling the universe, I don't care about money. I'm not going to pay any attention to it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to do it. But then we want to manifest more money. We want to grow something bigger. And money is an energy that you're either going to attract or you're going to repel. And Jeannie said, when it comes to bookkeeping, yes, that story may not tell you what you want to know. And I can tell you right now with Love Your Profit, the clients who have come into us and who've got their bookkeepers up and running, but then pause them, it's because they're spending more than they're making and they don't want to make changes. So they just pause their bookkeeper, then they don't have to face the fact that they're spending way more money than they're bringing in. And the problem is that it's just going to stay that way. That's not going to change. And then they wonder why they're not successful. And it's really a dichotomy of, we know what we need to do, but sometimes we're afraid to do it, or we just feel overwhelmed by it. But it's also interesting, the clients that we've had come on, get their bookkeeper up and running, and they're very tight. Maybe their finances are just really hard right now. They've made smart decisions to let go of some things, so they're saving some money. But they've also looked at things, do I need to let go of this offer? Because this offer is not profitable enough for me, and I'm spending a lot of time marketing it, but I'm not getting the return that I want. Maybe I just need to put it on the back burner. Or I've been thinking about raising my prices for years and I haven't, but now that I see what it costs me to run my business, I have to raise my prices. And that information empowers us to make the choices and the decisions that will make the business successful, that will pay you a good salary, that will allow you to start to build a team and know that you always have money there to pay them each month. But again, it's not something most people enjoy. Most of us don't enjoy bookkeeping. And so it's easy to really always push that onto the back burner.
Yeah, but at some point it catches up to you, doesn't it? When that tax time rolls around and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to spend the hours finding everything and figuring out where it's supposed to be and then giving it to my CPA in a lump and really not knowing, did I have a good year? I know how much I brought into the business, but how much did I make? So wouldn't it be nice to come around to tax season and think, everything's done?
I'm glad you brought up tax season, because that's another really important thing. Small business owners overpay in taxes consistently year after year. So the people who need the money the most, the small business owners, are the ones that are overpaying in taxes. And it happens, I think, for two main reasons. The disorganization, like you said, you're scrambling to get everything together to your CPA, and there's probably a lot of write-offs that are just missed. If you don't have that information, you can't have tax strategy ahead of time. So if your business has been profitable, would it make sense to put more money into your retirement account to lower your taxable income? Does it make sense to use different strategies like the Augusta rule or paying your children? All of these things are great conversations to have with your CPA, but if you don't know what's going on with your finances, then you're not confident or comfortable even thinking about having those conversations. That's the other thing that I think is so empowering, is when you're on top of your finances, whether you're doing your bookkeeping, you hire a local bookkeeper, or maybe you check out our program, when you get that bookkeeping done, it just shifts how you feel about yourself. And it really gives you everything you need to make better decisions. And that decision might be, I need to find someone else to talk to about my finances. But there's nothing wrong with saying, I need more support in this. But once your numbers are together, you have that ability. We have a client and a good friend, Lisa Marie. She helps people live fearlessly debt-free. So for people who maybe you've had debt your whole life and you're like, I am tired of this. Once you understand what's going on in your business, then you have the ability to say, I want to get the business debt-free. And then I want to put reserves aside. Then I'm going to focus on increasing my salary so I can get my personal debts gone. And when you see people making those types of changes in their lives, it's incredible. And to think it comes from something as simple is hiring a bookkeeper who's super smart, loves bookkeeping, and then spending time with each month to really review your finances so that you have the ability to make good decisions.
I love that you started with the business and then you ended up with the personal, because most of the arguments or the disagreements we have in our families, with our friends, is over money. And so if money was not a problem, how nice would that feel? How much better would your relationships be if you could take that amazing vacation every year or buy that new furniture set that you wanted? And so it all stems from the business, and you started it. Yes, you wanted to help people. You wanted to make a difference in the world, but you also wanted to support your family and you wanted to bring home more money so that you can do wonderful things with your family and that you can feel good. It always feels good to be debt-free.
So if anything in this conversation inspired you to get your finances in order, we have a masterclass. You can find that masterclass at lessmathmoremoney.com. And we're going to talk to you about the power of having a bookkeeping virtual assistant. It's very affordable and it can change how you view your finances and how you feel about yourself and your business. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.